Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
Paul encouraged Christians to think on these things. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. Welcome to our study of the New Testament church. In this series of lessons, we've been identifying the qualities and the characteristics of the Lord's church that make it unique. And today is one of the qualities that is special, that's unique because it's given directly by God in the New Testament. What is it? What's the organization of the New Testament church? Well, first let's stop and think about man-made groups. What's the organization sometimes of groups, churches, denominations made by men? Well, sometimes they have one person who runs the show and who is the leader of that. Maybe the Pope, we might say. Or maybe they've got a board of deacons, men and women serving in that board. Or maybe it's just a combined effort of many people. Or maybe it's just one pastor ruling over the whole system. Well, today we want to ask, what does God say? Is there any direction in the Bible on how the church ought to be organized? Can we just organize it however we want? Or does the Bible say? Well, as in every case, the Bible does tell us how to organize the church. Philippians 1 verse 1, Paul writes to the church in Philippi with all the saints in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi with the bishops and the deacons. Bishop in the New Testament is used interchangeably with the word elder or pastor. Acts chapter 20, verses 26 through 29, and 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. And so, in the New Testament, the organization of the church is, we're all Christians. But there are those who have the responsibility of serving as elders or overseers, and then there are those who serve as deacons, official servants, meeting the qualifications found in Scripture. Paul said in Acts chapter 14, verse 23, that they had appointed elders in every church or congregation. For God's family to be organized correctly, there must be overseers, bishops, or elders who watch out for men's souls. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 17. They don't make up the laws. We follow God's teaching. They don't have authority to tell us what to believe. They simply guide us. They lead us. They try to help us get to heaven, and they tend to the affairs of the church concerning its work and its mission. Now, Titus 1 verse 5, Paul wrote to a young evangelist, Titus, and here's what he said to him. For this reason have I left you in Crete, that you might set in order the things that are lacking and appoint elders in every city. Every city had a congregation, so they were appointing elders in those various congregations. Now, how did they do that? Could they just put names in a hat and draw them out? No, that's not the way it worked. In 1 Timothy 3, beginning in verse 1, and in Titus chapter 1, beginning in verse 6, you've got specific qualifications a man must meet to be an elder in the Lord's church. If he meets those, and if the congregation works together in an effort to spread the gospel and be what God wants it to be, those men can be good leaders, good shepherds, tending to the flock. But not only is the church organized with elders who are qualified, it also has qualified deacons. And deacons serve under the elders. They help them spread the gospel and do the work of the church. And they also have specific qualifications. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 9 following, you have the qualifications of deacons. And the end of those qualifications, it says, deacons are to serve well. They're servants. They have the privilege of having a specific duty, maybe given by the elders, to spread the gospel again to a lost and dying world. Now, I want you to stop for just a minute and think about the organization we've talked about. Jesus, no doubt, is head of the church. Ephesians 1, verse 22 and 23. Under His leadership, there are elders who are trying to help people get to heaven. Deacons are doing the work of the church in specific capacities, and all men serve God equally. There's no big me and little you. Now think about how that's different from what we see today. How is the group you're a part of organized? Is there just one person leading it? Are there multiple people leading it, maybe in a way that God hasn't authorized? If so, then it can't be the church you read about in the New Testament. Friend, we can never go wrong and we'll always be right if we organize the church the way God said to. May God help us to have the faith and the trust in Him to organize His church the way the Bible says.